Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for braving the snow and being here. Willie Sordillo and I are just half of Harmony Grove. Our pianist and bass player are in far-off, unplowed lands, and we wish them well for shoveling out. And I sort of deeply appreciate this kind of snow day opportunity where we can come together, we can improvise, we can adapt, and we're open in a different kind of way. And I think the spirit is already here and moving amongst us, and I just really look forward to this exchange between all of us. So, good morning. In the city made of stone, I hear the sirens moan. I can't escape the beating question, where do I belong? The boundary lines lie before me, I cross into the unknown. I tried to leave my fears behind me, try to carry on. Every day sing a song of praise, we've come this far by grace. And when you pray to find your place, love will lead the way. Break my darkness, and mercy will remain. Bless the many souls who raised me, the living and the late. And tell my loved ones not to worry, love will conquer hate. Song of praise, we've come this far by grace. And when you pray to find your place, love will lead the way. Oh, love will lead, love will lead the way.
Your broken heart at the door. Bring it to the altar of life. Don't leave your anger behind. It has high standards, and the world needs vision. Bring them with you, and your joy, and your passion. Bring your loving, and your courage, and your conviction. Bring your need for healing, and your powers to heal. There is work to do, and you have all that you need to do it right here, right now. Good morning. Welcome to First Congregational Church of Natick. I'm Reverend Cindy Worthington Berry, and no matter who you are or where you are on the journey, you are welcome here. Whether you are with us on site or online, live or later, we are so glad to be connected. For more information about life at FCC Natick, please visit our website, where you can sign up for the link and get all sorts of important information about life in this community. And if you are with us for the first time today, welcome. We are an open and affirming congregation, fully welcoming people of all sexual orientations, gender identities, and gender expressions. Children of all ages are welcome in this community in whatever way has meaning for you. We have the playground down front. We have lovingly staffed nursery care. And this will be an intergenerational worship service today. All are invited to stay in here today, which means we expect joyful noise, which is going to go along so well with Harmony Grove this morning. Today, we were scheduled to celebrate our Super Bowl, but due to technical difficulties, we're going to celebrate the Super Bowl next week. If you've been to the You Give Goods website over the last few days and seen any problems there, don't worry, it's all being straightened out, and folks can still go and donate, and next week we will find out who won, the Penguins versus the Polar Bears. It is a joy to have Harmony Grove with us this morning, and we are going to have them with us once a month through the spring, looking forward to being able to expand our worship creativity together. As we prepare to light the Christ candle this morning, I invite you to settle your mind, body, and spirit, deepening your breath, relaxing your shoulders, even letting your face smile. Once there was someone who said such amazing things and did such wonderful things that people began to follow him, but they didn't know who he was, so they simply had to ask him. And once he answered, "I am the light. The light that was once in one place at one time is now in all places and at all times. Let us welcome the light."
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Carolyn. My pronouns are she, her. Please join us in the call to worship. Your response is, call us into your way of life. Come to us right where we are, God.
Call us
into your way of life. See all our gifts and all our wounds. Call us into your way of life. Help us go deeper, knowing you are with us. Call us into your way of life. Take us with you to change the world. Call us into your way of life. Amen.
We are going to sing together. Perhaps you know Wade in the Water. I invite you to rise in body or in spirit. We will listen to Willie play it through once, and we'll sing.
Wait in the water, children. bubble, the water. It chills the body, but not the soul. God's gonna trouble the water. Now wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Now wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. Said, if you get there before I do, God's gonna trouble the water. Tell all my friends I'm coming too. God's gonna trouble the water. Said, wait in the water. Wait in the water, children. Now wait in the water. God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water. God's gonna trouble the water.
Our centering prayer this morning is adapted from words by Reverend Bob Gibson. We begin with a little bit of relative silence. And this is a good time to settle yourself in and to open your heart and mind to hear whatever God might be calling you to do in this time. Let us pray. Recruiting God, you call us, you wanderer of seashores and sidewalks, inviting us to sail out of our snug harbors into the uncharted waters of faith, to wander off from our predictable paths to follow you into the unpredictable footsteps of the kingdom, to leave the comfort of our homes and accompany you into the uncomfortable neighborhoods we usually avoid. As we wait in our simple, sometimes chaotic, constantly uncertain lives, speak to us, Spirit of grace, of that hope which is our anchor, of that peace which is our rock, of that grace which is our refuge. And hear us as we share the words Jesus taught us. Our God in heaven, holy is your name. Your reign come, your will done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and help us forgive as we have been forgiven. In the time of trial, lead us into light, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Like generations before us, we gather in sacred space and time. We are part of a line that will continue long after we're gone. May we feel those who have gone before us and those who will come after us as we turn to those who are with us on site and online and greet them with a sign of peace. And then we'll sing our song of celebration. God's peace be with you.
And also with you.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you, Declan. And down.
probably going to want to stand up and sing it.
Our scripture reading this morning is from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 5, verses 1 through 11. Jesus' ministry is at the very beginning. This is when he calls his first disciples. Hear how Luke tells the story. Once, while Jesus was standing beside the lake of Gennesaret, and the crowd was pressing in on him to hear the word of God, he saw two boats there at the shore of the lake. The fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little way from the shore. And then Jesus sat down and taught the crowds from the boat. When Jesus had finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down your nets for a catch." And Simon answered, "Master, we have worked all night long, but have caught nothing. Yet if you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done this, they caught so many fish that their nets were beginning to break. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come and help them. And they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink. But when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." For he and all who were with him were amazed at the catch of fish that they had taken. And so also were James and John, sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Do not be afraid. From now on, you will be catching people." When they had brought their boats to shore, they left everything and followed him. These are our sacred stories. May we have the vision and wisdom to live them.
Just gonna do some shuffling for a minute. This is you.
Okay.
I don't have a music stand for you, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Okay.
You're going to be on that end.
Okay.
Change of plans, we are going to have godly play today. So after this word for all ages, those of you who are godly players, which is all of us, but those of you who are going to go off to class today for godly play, just start to get yourselves ready. So at FCC Natick, we have a special relationship with a village in Guatemala called Santa Maria Ceja. This week, yeah, woo for SMT. This week, 15 people will be traveling to SMT as part of the February delegation of Partners for Guatemala Education. Some of those folks are with us in person today. Please come on forward and stand up here with me and Sarah Lynn. And notice the extremely young age of some of the people going to Guatemala this week. These folks are going to bring the letters that we've written to our partner families. They're going to bring the school supplies that we've gathered. And they're going to bring with them our commitment to solidarity and justice. The delegation will spend time listening, learning, and working side by side with the people of SMT. So let's send them with our blessing. In person and online, this blessing has a response. Our liberation is bound up together. Let's practice that. Our liberation is bound up together. I'll say a line, Sarah Lynn will say a line, then all together we will say the response. Our liberation is bound up together. It might feel like Guatemala is far away.
But the people of Santa Maria Ceja are our neighbors.
Our liberation is bound up together. You journey to a place that may be unfamiliar.
But the same presence of God meets you there.
Our liberation is bound up together. You arrive as strangers, seeing the differences between you.
You leave as friends, your lives woven together.
Our liberation is bound up together. You bring our letters, school supplies, and solidarity.
You are welcomed into their casas, their comunidad, their familias.
Our liberation is bound up together. You go to hear their stories, witness their strength, honor their history.
You tell your stories, reveal your vulnerabilities, confess your history.
Our liberation is bound up together. We bless you on the journey and know your partnership will be a blessing.
As we work for the freedom of all.
Our liberation is bound up together, and together we are transformed. Amen. You'll hear a little bit more about SMT later in the service. You are welcome to be seated while our kids head off for godly play.
Rise and follow me. I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me. I'll make you fishers of all. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of all. Peter, John, and James could never be the same after they heard him say, I'll make you fishers of all. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of all. Cast your nets aside and join the battle tide. God will be your guide to make you fishers of all. Rise and follow me, I'll make you worthy. Rise and follow me, I'll make you fishers of all.
When you didn't catch any fish, but you still have to clean the nets, that's insult added to injury. Maybe that's what Simon was thinking as he sat at the edge of the Lake of Gennesaret, aka the Sea of Galilee. Simon had been out much of the night with his business partners, James and John. They cast out the nets, they dragged them back up, and again, they were empty. So they called it and just hoped for better luck tomorrow. Simon was used to aching arms and worn-out legs and a hollow stomach at the end of the night, but it felt different when there were fish to sell and eat. And still the nets had to be cleaned. No fish to remove, just branches and rocks and seaweed, a reminder of a night of failure. It didn't help that the waterfront was busier than usual, so many people crowding their workspace, people who apparently weren't as hungry or as tired as Simon, willing to stand around all day. They were trailing after the teacher, Jesus, like the cats chase after the fishermen when they actually have fish to sell. But Simon was too tired, too sore, and too discouraged to care. He just wanted to go home, to leave behind the sea, his boat, and the empty nets. But just as he was finishing up, he felt the crowd's attention shift, focusing right on him. Everyone was looking at Simon. Everyone was looking at Simon because the teacher, Jesus, was looking at Simon. Jesus spoke, "Will you row me out into the lake?" A million ways of saying no flew through Simon's head. No, I don't do pleasure cruises. No, I'm going to sleep. No, leave me alone. No, my arms are so tired. No, I'm too hopeless. No, I'm never rowing that boat again. But somehow Simon found himself saying, "Okay, get in." And instead of heading home to forget the long, hard night, Simon started rowing the boat again, back out into the lake. Simon's muscles at this point had started to stiffen up, so it was harder than usual to row an almost empty boat. What's more, the wind was working against him. Usually, Simon could slice the oars through the water with ease. Now he felt each stroke in his back. Then the teacher, Jesus, used the boat like a stage. A short way from shore, he could see all the people, and his voice echoed over the water so they could hear him. While Jesus spoke, he didn't seem to notice the water, the boat, or Simon, but Simon was busy keeping the boat in place, keeping the boat as steady as possible to keep Jesus upright. His arms ached as he lifted the oars to hold the boat in place, shifting them again and again so that the teacher, Jesus, could teach. The rest of the story is the dramatic part. Jesus finishes teaching and he tells Simon to toss over the nets again, and Simon is like, "The fish aren't biting, but whatever you say." And then Simon and his crew take in a record-breaking catch of fish, which is their last catch of fish ever because Jesus recruits them to catch people instead. This is the call of Jesus's first disciples, Luke's version. Simon, James, and John, and a whole bunch of other folks will follow Jesus. They will learn from him and pray with him. They will help him feed people and heal people and restore people to community. They will misunderstand him a ton and screw up on the regular. They will get in trouble, sometimes with Jesus, but more often with those in power. Jesus calls ordinary people to join him in bringing healing and compassion to the world. They leave everything they know and put everything at risk. But it started with just rowing a little boat. There's a lot of stuff going on in the world right now. That may be an understatement. You can amen now. Refugee agencies are shutting down, forced to abandon people who are fleeing for their lives. Hate speech against our transgender siblings goes unchecked during hearings in the House of Representatives. The USAID freeze is having devastating consequences, like the estimated 300 babies infected with HIV who wouldn't be otherwise. And that doesn't even touch on the challenges closer to home, medical worries, jobs changing or disappearing, conflict with family and friends. The fishing nets of our lives aren't coming up empty. They are weighed down with the equivalent of old refrigerators and toxic sludge. It would make total sense if we didn't clean the nets, walk away from them altogether, and never go near the sea again. Get ourselves on dry land and do our best to ignore the waves crashing on shore. But Jesus keeps standing in front of us asking us to row that little boat. Not that it looks like Jesus, mind you, more like your neighbor who has to talk to you for like an hour about nothing because really they just need some company to break up the long, lonely days. Or the Marlboro resident with no criminal background, caught up in an ICE raid and shipped off to Texas before his lawyer knew. Or the young adult sinking into depression while every therapist on their insurance is booked solid. Sometimes the world feels like the equivalent of being in the middle of the ocean with a hurricane pressing down, and all we have to work with is a little rowboat we're sitting in, which may have just sprung a leak. We need a 20-deck cruise ship to gather up all the folks drowning in the waves of this world. We need a massive submarine to dive beneath the chaos and get to the peaceful depths somewhere underneath. We need a cargo ship stocked with containers of equity, justice, and compassion to get God's children what they need. But like Simon, we just have a little boat. The little boat that is our emails to school committees to thank them for standing up for queer kids. The little boat that is our donation to the Super Bowl so a place to turn can feed our neighbors. The little boat that's our willingness to listen to a family member who is hurting even when there's nothing we can do to help. The little boat that we might want to avoid so we don't have to think about the world's pain. The little boat that Jesus asks us to row. Like Simon, weighed down and discouraged, we might be ready to walk away from the water's edge where the storm is building and the crowds are crying for help and we're exhausted with trying to fish for hope and possibility but just keep getting seaweed and trash. But the God of love is calling us back to the water, back to the oars, back to the boat. I know our arms are tired and our backs are aching. But here's what else I know. If you get in that boat, and if you start to row, your boat will not be alone. You'll notice a boat on your left, another just ahead. I'll be beside you in my boat too. One boat after another until there is a whole fleet, side by side. By side, a whole sea of boats so that no one will be lost and the powers that be don't stand a chance. God is asking, will you row a little boat? Amen.
She'll call again, and I'll answer. I will call again, and I'll answer. I don't think we met before. Heard some old folks talking about you like you was the Lord. Call again, and I'll answer. Yes, call again, and I'll answer. Freedom. hang out amongst the stars. It's kind of hard for you in a world like ours. We talk about you night and day. Think we're gonna find another way. Freedom, freedom over here. I know it's not always clear. Some of us, we've had our fill. Who's gonna stand up for you? I will. I will. Oh, yes, I will. Oh, it sounds like someone we really need. Soul searching armies looking for a victory. Call again and I'll answer. Yes, I'll answer. We lost their water from hurt and greed, but I can cry you a river of struggle and need. Call again and I'll answer. Call me, call again and I'll answer. I said freedom, you must hang out amongst the stars. It's kind of hard for you in a world like ours. We talk about you night and day. Think we're gonna find a righteous way. Freedom, freedom over here. I know it's not always clear, but some of us, we've had our fill. Who's gonna stand up for you? I will. Oh, freedom, you just call my name. I will. Call me. Oh, freedom. I will. I'll be right there. Call me. Beneath our feet, call again and I'll answer. Yes, call again and I'll answer. Oh, freedom, we talk about you night and day. Think we're gonna find a righteous way. Who's gonna make that sacrifice? Who's gonna live for what is right? Who's gonna make room in this circle of ours? Who's gonna bring you down from the stars? Who's gonna believe that love is real? Who's gonna stand up for you? I will. Oh, freedom, freedom.
community. We know the power of connecting our hearts with God's presence. So during this time, we share our joys and concerns in prayer. Folks in the room, you'll be invited to share yours aloud. And all are welcome to email prayers to prayers@fccnatick.org. And we hold in prayer everyone on the prayer list in the bulletin. We begin with our joys. What joys do you bring to this place today?
Harmony Grove.
Harmony Grove is a joy in our midst this morning. Amen. And I just want to say, like, the newest member of Harmony Grove, Lily, is also a big hit. She is clearly loving this morning, and it is always a joy to hear her joy. Rick, was that, did I, yeah. Moderator, annual meeting. I'm with you now. Yeah. Amen. Rick is lifting up gratitude for the awesome lay leaders that we have in this congregation. Sarah, who is our new moderator, but got started early last week when Lane wasn't feeling well, and she ran our annual meeting beautifully. Gratitude to Lane, who's been moderator for 2 years, to Wayne, who's been treasurer of the trustees for 99 years, Greg, who has been on finance for so long, everybody who continues to give so much to this congregation, even if their roles change. We're so grateful for it. Declan. So Declan, you know, his weeks continue to be jam-packed. So last week, CT scan went super well. Woo! Declan is now showing us his gorgeous neck again. He has no collar on. For those of you who don't know Declan, Declan's been going through some medical issues, and he has just been rocking it. Declan gets to go back to riding the bus this week. And you know, every change, even a good news change, is a little stressful when you think about doing something you haven't done in a while. So our prayers will be with Declan as he gets back on the bus on Tuesday. And he just doesn't care once I'm talking. It's just... That part's boring, isn't it, Declan? Yeah, okay. Other Doug, did I see a joy?
No, I was just gonna mention speaking Friday was her birthday, and just a few days before that was Liz's birthday. So we were blessed to have all four children, all three partners, all two grandchildren for our family dinner on Friday.
Oh, Doug and Sarah were able to have all the kids and the grands and the spouses together on Friday to celebrate not only Sarah's birthday, but their daughter's birthday. What a joy. What a joy. Jeanette. Jeanette is lifting up gratitude for folks who work in the medical field, everybody from, you know, doctors to nurses to techs, everybody who helps do such amazing work to not only keep us healthy, but when something goes wrong, to get us back into the shape we need to be in. And I'm going to take that as a lead-in to offer gratitude, a joy for Hank S. He had several medical procedures this past week, but they all went well, and he is home now. So we are grateful, yeah, for all the medical people who helped Hank this week, and we also hold his wife June in our prayers as she is now in that caregiving role with him at home, and we'll see him back here soon. Other joys, Kirsten. Kirsten, who went to Guatemala a year ago, is offering gratitude for the delegation going this year. Prayers of for safety and well-being and that connection and the way that it is an ongoing connection deepening year after year. Thanks, Kirsten. Gail. So Gail is lifting up gratitude for the Snow Brigade, who have worked so hard to have all our paths clear that we could get to church today. And then she's making some comments about other religious communities that maybe made other decisions. But in a spirit of interfaith cooperation, I'm just going to thank the Snow Brigade for getting us here this morning. Other joys. Lane, do you have some joys up there?
Many.
Oh.
I'd like to, a joy of the lights that we now have on the church that Randy here did. I came to the program here Wednesday night. I walked across the common. It was gorgeous. It really looks great at night. And then we have Abby here on the camera. You look especially good today, Cindy. And then we have a joy from Janet L., who says happy birthday wishes to her son, Andrew, who is 19 years old today, which seems amazing because it was just like yesterday he was under 6 feet tall.
We celebrate Andrew's birthday as well as those other joys. Any I missed? What concerns do you bring to this place today? Willie. Lily is lifting up prayers for the immigrant community facing all the challenges that the executive orders have produced and all the ways in which that ripples out, including families that are not accessing, who are afraid to go to school, they're not accessing food pantries, they're not accessing medical care, and as well as people for whom the status is not an issue. They may have full legal status, but they're still being targeted in some ways and dealing with all sorts of trauma because of that. Thank you, Willie. I have a few concerns on my list today. We're holding in our prayers Richard C. This is the grandfather of Kate and Andrew, Andrew who just turned 19. He's in an ICU right now. He has COPD. He's been on a ventilator. They're hoping to wean him off of the sedatives today and get him off the vent, but you might remember his wife died not long ago. Like, this is just really hard for this family, so holding them in prayer. And we're also holding in our prayers people who are in crisis right now and those who work with them. Andy, Doug and Sarah's son, shared with us a story from his work as a lawyer. There's a family he's working with, and they've made maybe some not good decisions in their legal life recently. As a result, they have lost their housing, and their child is now in protective custody of the state. Everybody's struggling with a difficult situation there with no clear, good plan ahead. So we hold that family in our prayers, and we also hold Andy and folks like him in our prayers, people who are, it is their job day in and day out to try to help people, and then knowing sometimes they simply can't help people and sitting with that trauma as well. Lane, do you have other concerns up there? Anything I missed? Jeanette, Janine. stranded. Yeah. So Janine is lifting up folks who work for USAID who are now finding themselves, unemployed. We're hearing this everywhere. Janine, a friend's daughter, is actually stranded in Africa and not able to, because everything's shut down, she's not able to communicate with organizations. She's able to communicate with her family. So again, just the levels of trauma that folks are dealing with very little notice. And the helplessness associated with that. It's very scary. Yeah. All of our federal workforce, maybe some more civil servants, have actually provided support in the Africa that. Yeah. Yeah. Thinking about all of our civil servants who are watching their life's work be undone. And I know a number of folks in here, work in that field or adjacent to the field, so not only then you're worried about people who are dealing with that too. Yeah. Heather. Heather is lifting up the teachers and administrators who are doing their damnedest to protect our kids. Those are our immigrant kids. Those are our LGBTQ kids. Those are our kids who are on IEPs. So many ramifications right now. Thanks, Heather. What? Yeah, a parishioner sent me a video, doesn't matter who, but that some of the things that we need to do right now are focus on community and joy. That our ability to tap into and strengthen community and joy are part of not only what's going to help us survive, but they are also the tools that are going to help us fight against damage that is being done. And if there's anything that a worshiping community can do, it is community and joy. And we will keep doing that. We will, and especially when we are finding it hard to create that joy, it's okay. If you're having a day where the joy is hard to find, somebody else here, probably in that section of the sanctuary, is going to help you find that. Amen. And we can all cry together. This is a place where all the feelings are welcome. I'm going to invite the two of you up here with me to be ready to alleluia us as we work through after the prayer. But whatever you do during the prayer is fine too, okay? Let us pray. Traveling God, your voice reaches us wherever we are, at work and play, through screen and silence, in the endless ordinary days, even when we are numb to the possibility that we might be called to belovedness and belonging. And so this day we join our hearts with your great love and we pray for our world, for our country, for our earthly home, for our children and our children's children to the seventh generation, for the sick and lonely, for the disengaged and angry. Help us to remember that we belong to you, and you are love, and we are beloved. Gather us up as your disciples. Bind us together in peace. Claim us so completely that we give all we have to be healers of the breach, offerers of grace, a voice of hope, as we follow the way of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Last summer, Alan Clayton Matthews brought 30 recorders to the youth of Santa Maria Ceja so the kids could all learn on the same type of instrument and make music together. Many of those recorders were sponsored by folks from FCC Natick. The delegation that we just blessed is bringing another 60 recorders down to the community this week. Alan, I'm gonna bring you right over here.
Hi, thanks for your support for the recorder project. These were the first recorders of this size that the students in Santa Maria played. Before, all the recorders they played were this size, the
soprano. I'm
just going
to bring you over to the mic. I know. Okay. I know it's a pain. Sorry, Alan.
So before, all the recorders they were playing was the soprano. And the thing about the alto is that it has a lower pitch and sounds better. You'll get to hear the comparison in a moment. But also, this is the recorder that for which most of the Baroque music for recorders was written. So last summer, we brought down 30 recorders, and the middle school teachers gave us a report on their experience with them. And their experience was very positive. And of the 30 recorders, 10 of the students who were playing those recorders, you know, took them home and practiced and became very proficient at them. And this is the best thing you could want from a project like this, where kids get connected to music. They also said that the transition from the soprano to the alto was difficult for some students. But they also noticed that when they were played together, some students playing the soprano, some the alto, the sound was really good. So they suggested that we bring a mixture of recorders down, and that's what we're doing. That's what the February delegation will be bringing down with them. And the February delegation will meet the goal of having one recorder for every student, in every middle school student in the school. One reason that the project involves recorders is that they are relatively inexpensive. An alto recorder costs $60, soprano recorder, $25. And if you would like to be a part of this, you can see Jeff and talk to him about this, because we're going to have to bring down a couple handfuls of recorders probably every time we go down to visit. Because some recorders, you know, will need to be replaced. But more importantly, graduates who have taken an affinity to the instrument and will be using it will be able to take it with them when they graduate. So there's no better way to know how these sound than to hear them on the actual instruments that the students will be playing. So I'll do that in a moment.
As we participate in the spiritual discipline of the morning offering, we feel our connection to a community thousands of miles away. So many things connect us across time and space: the gift of community, a commitment to justice, and the joy of music.
Thank you.
was from a part of a composition by Telemann. Most of the notes were his, somewhere. He was a very, perhaps the most prolific composer of all time, and he was a recorder player. And to demonstrate the soprano, I'll play a selection from Mozart, from his clarinet concerto.
Are you ready to hear, feel, and sing Old Hundredth in a new way?
Yes.
We're asking a bit of you this morning, but you seem really up for it, and I really appreciate that. So please stand in body or in spirit. We will listen. This is the Latin Jazz Doxology, arranged by our own Willie Cerdillo. He's going to play it through once, and then you can follow me. I'm going to help you. It's just the rhythm's a little different. And the good news is we're going to sing it twice, and we're going to be back next month, and we'll do it again then. I'm just going to nail it with a piano player and bass, which...
God bless these gifts and the hands that have brought them, that we might all find a way to live in love. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Zoe.
Let's sing together again. I'm going to live so God can use me.
with all who need me. I'm gonna stand with all who need me anytime, Lord, and anywhere. I'm gonna stand with all who need me anytime, and anywhere. I'm gonna work for peace and justice. I'm gonna work
by Dr. Edmund Jones. Life is short, and we do not have too much time to gladden the hearts of those who travel the way with us. So be swift to love and make haste to be kind. And may the divine mystery, who is beyond our ability to know, but who made us and who loves us and who travels with us, bless us and keep us in peace. Amen.
Take,
precautionary measures. If life and peace you treasure, then you hear me when I say that love's in need of love today. Hearts. Stop it, please.